Recently, I've posted a reel about the father wound, and a lot of people have asked for an in-depth podcast episode about it, how this wound impacts both women and men. And there are a lot of similarities, however, there are certain core differences in how this wound expresses itself in a woman's intimate life and in a man's intimate life. Today, we will go very, very deep. And the focus of this episode is that right after listening, you can start your healing journey today so that this wound no longer sabotages your intimate life. Short break. This is for men and women. If you want to harness the power of masculine and feminine polarity to create deeper intimacy, connection, and trust in your intimate life, then I invite you to join my upcoming Evolve with Feminine Testing workshop on the 7th of April. As the masculine, you will learn how to respond to feminine testing in the most powerful and conscious way that leads to deeper intimacy and trust and strengthens your masculine energy. As the feminine, you will learn to embody your aura. Your awakened feminine energy in the most unapologetic and healing way. You will learn to liberate your voice and heart's medicine and to discern whether you're coming from your deep feminine wisdom or from a place of wounding. Click on the show notes to learn more and to save your spot. My name is Lorin Krenn and I am the host of this podcast. My mission is to help people utilize the power of masculine and feminine polarity to experience deep and healthy intimacy. Let's drop in. The father wound. That's a big one. One that is very dear to my heart. As you might already know, my father died early in my life due to colon cancer. I know firsthand the experience of going through the depths of working through my immensely challenging father wound. And this is also one of the most common themes I encounter in my coaching practice and in the workshops, the programs, and the groups I teach. And this makes perfect sense because the relationship to our parents has an enormous impact, the biggest impact in our intimate life later on. And in this context, if the relationship to your father, whether you're a woman or a man, was in any way traumatizing or wounded, then there's 100% guarantee that that is going to show up in your intimate life. Let's start by talking about the reasons why this wound is even created in the first place. And then I will talk in depth about how you can start your healing journey. Now, please know before I talk about these reasons why you have a father wound, there could be so almost infinite reasons for this. I will talk about the most common ones. Otherwise, this podcast episode would be too long. Number one is your father has died early in your life, either due to an illness or due to an accident. Suddenly, you no longer had your father figure. It felt as if you were losing the ground underneath your feet, especially when it was an accident, which means it's ripped away out of the blue. Reason number two, your father was emotionally unavailable. This could mean that his heart was very closed and he was unable to express his own emotions. He was not hugging you a lot, not showing you a lot of affection. Or he didn't know what to do with your emotional experience growing up, with the sadness and pain you felt at times. He didn't know how to hold space for that. Now, reason number three is that your father projected his insecurities onto you, his unlived potential and dreams. Now, this one very, very often expresses itself in the relationship between father and son, taking on the father's or the family business, become a lawyer, become a doctor, become this. But of course, it also expresses itself in the relationship between father and daughter. a form of conditional love that says, I love and support you if you do this, but I won't love and support you as much if you do what you really want and what you choose from your heart to do. Now, reason number 4, your father cheated on your mother. And this could have expressed itself in many ways. Either they continued staying together and there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of arguments, or your father cheated or left because of any reasons, came back again or left forever, and your mother started talking bad about your father, talking that he's not a good person, that the reason why everyone is so unhappy or she is so unhappy is because of him. You were kind of ingrained from an early age on. Because you see, your father is your first encounter with masculine energy, with masculine energy in general, with masculinity. And if you early on hear words that your father is a cheater, he's a bad person, he could not keep any promises, or you saw your father acting in a dishonoring way towards your mother, not keeping his promises, not showing up in a sacred masculine way, then chances are extremely high that you have a wounded relationship to the masculine, and therefore a father wound. Now, there could be many more reasons, but these tend to be the most common ones. Now, just before I talk in depth about how you can start your healing journey, the first steps to be taken, I want to share a little bit about you with my own journey of working through my father wound, as this will help you, or help some of you, and lead into what's the first foundational step in order to start your healing journey. My father died of colon cancer in a 3-year battle against it. And each year I saw him getting thinner and weaker until he eventually died in my arms. And I was holding his hand and he was looking in my eyes and for the first time telling me, I love you, as he died. And I've gone through the depths of working through these wounds. Now I'm very grateful for everything that has happened. I see it as a blessing that this has happened, because this wound was by far one of the most challenging, or the most challenging thing I ever had to face in my life. It took every cell in my body, every fiber in my soul to work through the intensity of this trauma and this wounding. But the reason why I'm sharing this is because I'm telling you, at the other side of healing through this is something unbelievable, something so magical, a version of yourself that feels immensely safe and secure in your own body. And now I'm going to share about this in a second, why this is so crucial. Now, what happened when, especially the more ill my father became and the more emotionally unavailable thereby he became, of course, because all his energy went into healing and trying to overcome this illness, the more unsafe and less secure I felt inside myself, inside my body. Everyone who suffers from the father wound in any shape or form feels unsafe and feels a lack of security and trust inside their own body. And this is the very, very first thing to focus on. You cannot really heal or work on this wound if you do not start there. This is the very foundation. Because ultimately, deepest level, what our father teaches us is this deep sense of security and safety and trust in our own body. You see, if a father has done the deep work and feels secure and safe in his own body, then his presence becomes so immensely healing And as a woman or as a man, as a child, you pick this up. You feel this and you take this on. It gives you an immense trust in your life, a trust in your body, a safety inside yourself. And this is invaluable. This is invaluable in every single area of your life, and especially in your intimate relationships. Because, for instance, it couldn't be any easier to fall into toxic and dysfunctional dynamics in your intimate life if you don't feel safe and secure in your own body. Now, this is the same for men and women. I will go into the key core differences in just a second. But when you suffer from the father wound in any shape or form, you feel unsafe and there's a lack of security and trust in your own body. And a way to describe this experience is this was my subjective experience of how this feels, is a feeling of almost living outside of your body, being numbed out, disassociated from your own body, almost like living in another place, but not inside your body, because my own body did not feel safe. There was so much pain, so much confusion going on there. And when we experience this, then we will start to outsource this safety. And we will try to find this safety in our intimate life. And this is where dysfunctional patterns start to happen. Any dysfunctional pattern you can start to think of. Because when you're outsourcing your safety, because you don't feel safe and at home and secure in your own body, it's just going to be a disaster, because your intimate partner can never give you that. That is always our own responsibility. It is your responsibility to make your body your temple, your home, that you feel safe in your being. Because when you feel safe in your body, your heart is naturally open. Your nervous system is naturally regulated and resilient. Your body is strong. Your energy is strong, is empowered, is clear. And as I mentioned, normally this is taught and modeled by your father. But if your father, and most of us didn't get that, felt immensely insecure in his body or died very early on or whatever reason, then this will express itself inside you as well. And this is not just in your intimate life. Other examples where I, for instance, developed for a certain time of my life a fear of traveling. I would always have this fear that I would vomit or that I would be ill on the day of my travel. Now, of course, this has to do with seeing my father vomit constantly and going through the pain of chemotherapy. But as well, this had also to do, I always felt an anxiety about any situation where there was a sense of uncertainty and not the comfort, for instance, of my own home or anything that was known to my nervous system, exposed to anything new. That put my body almost in a fight and flight situation. And I remember when traveling, I would always feel a bit nauseous. I would feel very spiraling, not completely out of control. I was at least able to manage it, that I didn't go into complete panic or anything like that, or have an anxiety attack, but it just felt immensely unsafe. And during car rides, during traveling, or any situation where I was exposed to any level of uncertainty. And this is because I did not feel safe in my body. And there is a high chance that when you strongly suffer from the father wound, that you experience this. This is what our father, what healthy masculinity teaches us. A sense of stability, security, and trust inside ourselves, inside our own body, inside our own being. Even when we're exposed to uncertain situations. Because the truth is, life is always uncertain. You are going to be exposed, I can guarantee you, to many uncertain situations, all kinds of things. Because especially if you want to create your own reality, a reality of deep intimacy, you have to embrace the unknown, the uncertain. Because in order to create a new reality, you have to let go of what is familiar. You have to experience a sense of spiritual death. Now, this is another topic and not the main focus of this episode, but it's just very important to share this. Now, the first step here that has to be taken is to train yourself to feel safe in your own body. You cannot imagine how much breath work I've done, how many times I've wept on the floor having deep trauma releases. It took a lot. It took many, many times for me to release that stored trauma and stored pain inside my body out of feeling for so many years unsafe in my body, feeling this immense confusion and harboring this anxiety that was just building up and building up, this anxiety of not being able to trust myself, not being able to feel safe in my own body. Now, the thing here is, and this, hear me out here, stay with me, is that when we have a strong father wound, as we don't feel safe in our own body, one of the number one reasons for that is that our awareness cannot flow easily into our body. Now hear me out here. The reason is because when you first try to connect and bring your awareness into your body, is that you are going to feel all this unresolved trauma, all your unexpressed emotions. They're going to be in the way of you connecting to your body. See it in this way. If you have left your home, let's say your body, your temple is a house with a big garden. But if you have left that place for so many years, weeds started to grow. That garden became uncontrollable. Branches started to build up and you don't even know where the door is anymore into your home, into your body. And this symbolizes that, because when you then first start to reconnect and bring your awareness to your body, you start to first go into that garden and you don't even know where to find that door. All you see is confusion. This is because now for the first time, you're turning your awareness to all this pain, to all this confusion, all this anxiety that has been building up in most cases for decades or many, many, many years. And this is why it can be a very painful experience to first bring you our awareness and connect with our body. But this is not because it's painful to be in our body. This is because you are touching with your awareness. The first thing you touch is your unresolved trauma and pain and anxiety and confusion. And by working through that, by releasing that, by feeling that, by processing that, then you kind of clear the weeds, clear and find the entrance into your temple again. And then it's not magically imperfect, but now then it becomes easier to be inside your body, to live inside your body, to feel at home, to feel to some degree safe inside your body. When your awareness is rooted in your body, you're in your power, you're in your heart. And feeling safe in our body is the most crucial thing, is the fundament of really creating, also one of the fundamental core pillars of creating deep intimacy in our lives. Because if you don't feel safe in your body, it becomes very difficult to be able to discern between whether someone is not good for you, or you're experiencing a fear of intimacy or a commitment anxiety, to be able to discern what is really your intuition, what is your heart saying, and where is your trauma trying to hijack you. And as well, you will just be prone to just fall into many dysfunctional and toxic relationship dynamics. Only if we truly feel at home and secure inside our body have we really worked through our father wound. Otherwise, it is merely a mental thing. And that can be very helpful to go and identify exactly everything. But I would say, and this is, of course, I'm speaking from my own experience, The key here is somatic healing. Somatic healing, and I will say it again, somatic healing. Trauma is stored inside our body. So anything that you can do, any trauma release breath work, any trauma release methods, anything that your heart calls you, that your intuition guides you towards. Obviously, this podcast is not a way to give any specific advice, and is also not for being able to diagnose anything. This is just generalized advice, obviously. You have to, in order to learn more about this, you have to consult someone, a professional in that area. But anything that your intuition calls you towards, anything that has to do with somatic healing, is, from my experience, crucial, and you just cannot get away from that in order to work through these weeds and all the things that have been created, this first layer that your awareness has to work through until it's able to enter your body. Now, let's talk about how the father wound expresses itself in our intimate life. And there is a key distinction here. For the feminine, it looks more like looking for a savior, the perfect prince, the knight in shining armor. Nothing is ever good enough, demanding an ideal that doesn't exist. And for the masculine, it is a form of deep dependency and neediness in their intimate life, looking for stability and safety in the feminine, even though the feminine desires that from you. Now, as you can see, this will always lead to a clash. This is what happened in my life. The moment I felt some feelings for a woman, I would become needy and look for kind of emotional support, look for stability and safety, which was, of course, losing awareness of my masculine pole and the feminine yearning yearning for that from me. And that, of course, led to a clash and a crumbling of polarity, of safety and intimacy. Now, as the feminine, how can you start to heal this? Heal this demanding an ideal from the masculine. And the way this often comes up is that you demand the masculine to hold space for you in a way that your father never did. You demand almost a sense of unconditional love from your partner. And yes, unconditional love is amazing, but a father's unconditional love is very different than your intimate partner's unconditional love. Because if you expressed yourself as a child and throwing a tantrum or saying something hurtful, if your father were deeply rooted in his heart and truth, he will set his boundaries, but in a loving way, but he will hold space for that. But now with your intimate partner, if you just lash out on him and show up in a really hurtful way, oftentimes there is the expectation from the feminine that then still he has to hold space for you. But that is deep down what you're looking there is for a father figure. Because yes, you should yearn for safety from the masculine, but that safety looks different in your intimate life. Because if you show up in a hurtful way, it becomes impossible for the masculine to hold space for that, because that would mean he has to abandon his own truth. That is a man you don't really want. Anyway, now, how can you start to heal this? As the feminine, of course, the foundation is creating safety in your body, feeling safe in your own body. That is the foundation. Otherwise, you will outsource this in a way that you don't express the natural yearning of the feminine for safety of the masculine, but a sense of safety that your father never gave you. As the feminine, I invite you to practice consciously to receive his energy. Now, this is really important. As a woman or as the feminine, if you suffer from the father wound, there is a high chance you have never really received and acknowledged the love and presence that he is trying to give you. Obviously, we're talking about a man who is safe and a man who honors your oracle, either with your current or future partner. When he touches you, when he looks deeply into your eyes, his loving gestures, to receive his authentic, unique masculine core. There's a high chance you've never received that because your father wound was always hijacking that and holding him to an ideal, to a standard, demanding something from him which he can never give you. And this kind of blocks and numbs you out from being able to receive him, his masculine truth, his masculine heart. And he can pick this up. He can pick this up consciously or either definitely subconsciously. And this feels immensely painful to him if you are not able to receive his energy, his warriorship, his truth, his love. And the subtle way of practicing this is in your everyday encounters with him to just breathe into his energy, to feel into your heart as he hugs you, smiles at you, touches you gently. But now the more practical way you can practice this, if you find this too vague and abstract and too challenging as well, because subtle practices tend to be definitely more challenging, is you can tell your partner that you want to learn to receive his truth and his love and his powerful presence more. And that you have the feeling that you're pushing him away subconsciously because of your father wounds. By expressing yourself in such a vulnerable way, this feeling will feel immensely safe for him. And just telling him that you really, really want to receive him. And a way to do this is that he can give you a massage and you just fully surrender. Or he can caress and touch you in a very gentle way and not necessarily in a sexual way, right? And all you do is close your eyes and breathe in his energy. And what can happen is that this leads to deep tears, potentially even to trauma releases. You might want to let him know that this might happen. Or you can also practice this while making love. Of course, that is more intense, and you should only do this with a man who you deeply trust and a man who you feel deeply is safe and honors your oracle. And as you do this to truly receive him, and you might experience deep tears because you're receiving him for the very first time, you're receiving his presence, his love, that which he wanted to give you for so long, and now you're receiving it. And this empowers him immensely when you receive his unique warriorship, his unique embodiment and expression. And as the masculine now, your practice as a man is about finding stability and security elsewhere, not in the feminine, no longer looking for it in the feminine. Because the feminine is constantly changing its many forms. It's in constant flux. The feminine is unable to give you any stability because the feminine is the expression of unpredictability, of constant change. And you can only find this sense of safety and security in two things. You can find it in your body, fore and foremost, and in your purpose. Now, this is really crucial as the masculine, as a man. The stability of being in my body and living my purpose, what that has given me is unbelievably. So back then, when my woman was testing me, I used to always collapse into insecurity and into feeling unsafe because, of course, I was looking for safety and stability from the feminine. But now, when my woman tests me, when my woman expresses the full range of awakened feminine expression, which can also be her more darker feminine energy, when she's testing me from her oracle, then I no longer, or at least I'm not perfect, right? But I no longer collapse into insecurity because I can lean into the stability of being in my body, feeling safe in my body being my home, and living my soul's mission, serving the world with what I'm meant to serve, or the universe. And this is the life changer, brothers who are listening to this, and all sisters who are listening to this. This is what's going to change the game for your man. For him to create safety in his body and for him to live his purpose. Because then he can truly hold space for the full spectrum of your feminine expression, because he is sourcing his stability and is able to lean into his body and his purpose, which allows you to feel immensely, immensely safe with him. And this is incredible. So for the brothers, do the work of creating safety inside your body and finding security and trust in your body. The feminine can feel that. Only when you feel safe in your body can the feminine feel safe with you. Only when you feel safe in holding your own emotions, your inner feminine, can you really hold the space, hold the container for the feminine. When she's testing you, when she's expressing herself, when she's going for the waves of her feminine expression, and you lean into the mountain, into the stability of your purpose, of your mission. Wow. That gives you an immense power. And of course, as she's always responding to your energy, that makes her feel immensely safe, immensely attracted to you, and safe to open, to surrender in your presence, to express the full magnitude of her feminine gifts, which is, if she is able to fully surrender, you are witnessing the embodied expression of the safety, stability, power, and strength of your warriorship and masculine core. And that touches, strengthens, and empowers you like nothing else. Now, I've shared a lot about this, but it goes even much, much deeper. I might do a part 2 about this. Let me know if you want me to elaborate further on any specific things, as I want to serve you in the most powerful way in this podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please share this with someone who needs to hear this. And if you want to learn more about my offerings, then I invite you to visit lorinkren.com. Or click on the show notes and learn more about our upcoming offerings.